Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. Today, we're going to dive into how to use picture books to teach descriptive writing. I'm going to share with you a few different titles that you can use in your classroom for descriptive writing to use as mentor texts. And then I'm going to dive into one really deeply and talk about the different ways you can use that specific book to teach them in your class. I will leave links to all books and resources in the description box down below so that you can grab them and use them in your classroom. So descriptive writing is something that needs to be taught and modeled for students a lot before they can truly grasp it. And I've found that using interactive read aloud lessons can be a powerful tool for enhancing student skills. These picture book stories really captivate their young minds and provide opportunities to explore this vivid language and imagery that comes up in the books. And by sharing a mentor text full of descriptive language, we are helping students to show stuff and not just tell in their own writing. And we want to teach students that they need to write so that their readers can visualize. And yes, picture books do have illustrations, but providing that detail is still needed in their own stories and in the picture books that we're going to share as well. Now, I'm going to dive into a few different picture books that would be great for teaching descriptive writing, and then stick around till the end, and I'm going to dive deep into one of them and show you how we can use that book to teach a lesson on descriptive writing. The first book that I have that I think would be perfect for descriptive writing is Southwest Sunrise by Nikki Grimes. In the story, a young boy is sad to leave his home in New York and to move to New Mexico. But as he starts to explore the natural landscape around him, he really takes in all of the natural beauty that's around him. And Grimes provides beautiful sensory detail to describe this landscape. For example, hot red firewheel flowers, their tips flame yellow orange. Grimes' writing is beautiful and I absolutely adore and highly recommend using it as a mentor text for descriptive writing. You're truly transported to this boy's home and get to experience his new spot for living. A great one for descriptive writing. The next one I have is called Magnificent Homespun Brown. This one is written by Samara Doyen. It's filled with similes, personification, vivid imagery, which is perfect for descriptive writing. In this book, she celebrates people of color living fully, but truly transports the readers into this world with her beautiful, vivid imagery. She uses phrases like deep secret brown, like the subtly churning river, playfully beckoning me from my grandmother's kitchen window, winding steadily past banks of tall grass, or feathery brown, like the jagged shadows of hemlock branches. This is a stunning, joyful tribute, but again, would be perfect for teaching descriptive writing in your class. Next up, we have A Gift for Amma, Market Day in India. And this one's written by Meera Sriram. And it's about a little girl who is excitedly exploring the market for the perfect gift for her Amma. She notices all the colors as she walks through the market. Orange saffron and marigolds, white jasmine, pink lotus flowers. I love how many senses the author incorporates as this young girl is walking through the market, talking about the sights and the sounds to the tastes and the smells. It truly pulls you into her world in that moment. And that descriptive writing just comes off the page. And there are beautiful illustrations in here as well. But without even seeing the illustrations, you are transported into this market in India as she's searching for her gift. Again, another wonderful book for descriptive writing. Another book full of vivid imagery is Saturdays and Tea Cakes by Lester Leminek. Saturdays are the day when the young boy heads over to his mama's house and spends the day with her, cooking and working in the yard. And he describes all of these things and tells you about his day. In mama's big kitchen, sunlight poured through the windows like a waterfall and spilled over the countertops, cooling up on the checkerboard floor. Just that one sentence can be an awesome mentor sentence to use in your class to show students how to use descriptive writing and to explain what it's like with them. The next mentor text that I recommend for descriptive writing is Fry Bread by Kevin Millard. This beautifully written book celebrates Native American culture through the lens of the food fry bread. And each page starts with the repetitive text, fry bread is. And then on each page, that statement is followed with some vivid sensory language. Fry bread is sound. The skillet clangs on the stove. The bubbles sizzle and pop. So not only will your students be learning all about Native American culture through this story, but how to use descriptive sensory language in their own writing as well to really make, especially food, for an example in this book, come to life for their readers. But one of my favorite books to use for descriptive writing is I Need My Monster by Amanda Knoll. There's a little boy who absolutely cannot sleep without a monster under his bed. However, one day, his monster goes fishing, and the boy needs to find a substitute for his monster. And he interviews all these different monsters, but none of them compare to his monster. And this is a fun one to read at Halloween, but would work at any time of the year. It's not about Halloween, it just has that monster theme to it. But each monster that visits him throughout the night, he describes in great detail. He talks about the monster's ragged breathing, or his uncut claws, or the slimy ooze that's coming out from underneath the bed. You'll be able to talk about the descriptive language on every page in this book. So as you're reading the story aloud with your students, we're gonna dive into this one a little bit deeper. You can create an anchor chart with them as you're reading and keep track of all the ways that the monsters are described. You can have a little area for each monster and talk about the different ways that the monsters are, what descriptive words are used to talk about each monster as you read the book together. And they're gonna love all the descriptions that are used in this book. And having these examples is going to help them with the activity later on. But as you go through this book, you can start by pointing out all the descriptions, and then as you get further into the book, stop periodically and have students turn and talk. What descriptions did you hear on this page? Or you could read it to them without showing them the page, without showing them the illustration, just reading it aloud and asking them what they think this monster looks like. And then show it to them and see if they were right or see if it's different. But having this discussion with students will really help cement that idea in their heads of what descriptive writing looks like. And so that way they can transfer it to their own writing as well. Once you are done reading through the book, you can have students create their own monster. So they're gonna come up in their minds with a monster. It can be cute, it can be scary, it can be silly, but they get to create it, which I know they'll love. They can fill out the graphic organizer, and on the graphic organizer, they're gonna be putting all these descriptions of what their monster looks like. Is it furry? Does it have spikes? Does it have blue eyes? Does it have uncut claws like the monsters in this book? They're gonna go through and describe what their monster looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like, using all those senses. Then they're going to take that information and they're going to write a story about their monster. They're gonna create their own story. And they can even illustrate their story and draw a picture of what their monster really looks like and what this monster does and how he acts and what he sounds like. And your students will have a lot of fun creating their own monster. But by using interactive read-aloud lessons to teach descriptive writing, students are seeing an example of what it looks like. They're getting to talk it through during the discussions, during your read-aloud, and really internalize what descriptive writing looks like, what it sounds like, and why it's so important to add that in their own stories, in their own writing. But by carefully selecting books, having books that have vivid language, that have those sensory details, will really help students as they translate it to their own writing and will get their creative juices flowing as they're creating their own stories. And in turn, you're sharing more read-alouds with your students as well in the classroom. But I hope that you have some ideas for how to use mentor text and which mentor text to use when teaching descriptive writing to your students. I will leave links to all of the books and the resources in the description box down below so that you can grab them and use them in your classroom right away. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you. As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.